from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's day 7 of the OPSU strike against the LCBO. And today, OPSU members who work for the Canadian Mental Health Association brought lunch and rallied with their cohorts on the Timmins picket line. The president of the local at CMHA, Dustin Bailey, says the liquor board employees and the entire union aren't only battling the LCBO, but Premier Ford, too.
Battling privatization, we're putting money into the private sector where public dollars are being robbed right now. So absolutely, it's more than just a battle of LCBOs across the province, but unfortunately, you know, with Doug Ford.
Bailey says the OPSU local representing LCBO workers need only reach out to his local for support in any way it can. Following a 30-day period for potential objections, Timmins Council will be in a position to declare City Hall a heritage building of historical significance. Councillor Andrew Marks is chair of the Heritage Committee. He says should a new City Hall ever be built and the current one sold, the buyer will be able to renovate it.
We're going to put up a plaque on the front door, and we have cited the historical application, but should the building be sold, we would work with that person afterwards to point out those same things, but it doesn't really change a developer's ability to come in and make those changes.
City Hall was built in 1938. Besides local history that's been made there, it also has certain Art Deco architectural features. The Porcupine Health Unit is expanding the number of services you can book online instead of having to call your local PHU office. Chief Nursing Officer Chantal Riopelle says it's an expansion of a system that's been in use for almost a decade.
It's been part of our influenza vaccine clinics. And then during COVID, we did use online booking system for our COVID-19 vaccine.
You can book appointments related to vaccinations and sexual health clinics. Riopelle says that allows you to make the booking at a time convenient to you and manage your appointments from home without calling the health unit. And the cost of a Costco membership is going up on September 1st. Both here at home and in the U.S., the annual membership fee will go up $5 to $65, while the executive membership goes up $10 to $130. The retailer says the increase will affect 52 million memberships. The last time the fee was raised was in 2017.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.